You can come out now. Don't be shy, my sweet. Come out, come out. Come out, come out. It's so hard to conceive you. Are you? Oh, my dear girl, you look positively beautiful in that dress. Let me see. Yes. The bright blue always looks good on you, Alice. Don't go trying to give me another name. Not in here. Not in my tea room, dear. Now, have a seat in your chair. Yes, yes, dear heart. The restraints are necessary. I know. The vibrator might seem a little unorthodox. But look, you came to me. Your dearest friend, practically in tears, because of how stressed out you are. And I hate to see you sad. But, never fear, my dear. Your hat is here to make it all better. I'll take you to Wonderland for the afternoon, and you'll be right as rain when you come out. And you will come out. I know, I've been a little naughty in the past. But I assure you, this hypnosis is different. I would never hurt you. Even if I did, they would lock me back up in Arkham and I wouldn't ever see you again. That's the last thing I want. I promise, my sweet. If at any point it all becomes too much for you, you will write out of it. You have my word on my honor as a hatter. I would never push your boundaries. Not like some people. What? Nothing. I didn't say a word. Now, are you going to sit in the chair for me? Marvelous. Let me just... Yeah. Fasten these belts. And don't worry. If you snap out of it, I will untie you at once. And I'll adjust that wand to under your petticoat it goes. Right up against you. Ah, yes. Oh, that's marvelous. Comfy. Good, good. Now, take a deep breath, Alice. And listen. There. Can you hear it, Alice? The music. Yes. The music box on the table next to the teapot. You see it, don't you? Ain't it pretty? Now, be a good Wonderland girl and watch the little dancer spinning around and and around. I do say she looks an awful lot like you, doesn't she? Yes, yes she does. But not quite as pretty. It must be nice, don't you think, to be the figure atop the music box, spinning in circles in time to your tune. Around and around and around. So pretty, and without a need a single thought, you might find that the longer you watch her, the harder it is to look away. Your eyelids might even seem a little heavy. It's okay. You can close them. You don't really have to look, Alice, if you don't want to. You don't even need to think. All you need to do is listen to my voice, leading you down, down, down the rabbit hole. Imagine yourself falling. Oh, but not really falling. Just a slow, easy descent. Like a feather fluttering to the ground. And the farther you fall, the deeper you go. Deeper into the trance I've caught you in. And when I reach zero, falling into another world. Another state of mind. Into Wonderland. Wonderland, Alice. Wonderland. You'll be with me. Ten. Down. Forget your boyfriend. Two. Almost there. One. So relaxed, so receptive. And zero.
There you are. Welcome back to Wonderland, Alice.
I've missed this. I've missed talking tea with you. Naughty girl. Always playing games and hiding from me, But here you are. Home. At long last. Look, dear girl. I brought you a gift. Oh, yes. Good girls get rewards, you see. Yes. Let me just get this. Yes. There. little gasp. The vibrator pressed right up against your panties. The pleasurable tingling. I have the controller. Here in my hand. Do you know anything about conditioning, Alice? No. Not the kind for your hair, silly girl. But it does serve a similar purpose. When you condition your hair, you make it smooth, yeah? You make it silky, easier to comb. And when I condition your mind, I make it smooth and soft and easier to shape. Oh, it feels so good to listen to that, doesn't it, Alice? It feels good to take in my words. Remember them. Be them. Yes. You might even find that listening to my words gives you the same pleasure you feel with the vibrator. Listening to my voice might even make you come. And you are going to come, Alice. Oh, yes, you are. You're going to come from being a good little Wonderland girl and listening to me. That is the beauty of Wonderland, Alice. You don't have to think about your troubles, your stresses, your worries, the boy that always makes you cry. Those problems are up there for the dull, dreary world above. Not for Wonderland. In Wonderland, you're safe. You're sound. And you're so very happy. All you have to do is listen to me. Oh, Alice, you're beautiful this way, trying to stifle your little moans, writhing in your chair. It's your special chair, Alice. You see why I called it that now, yes? I could watch you for hours. This is why we needed a restraint. We wouldn't want you to take a tumble. There are so many other fun things to do in Wonderland, Alice. Better things for my sweet girl to think about. There's tea, of course. And cake. And cookies. We could play croquet later if you like. Or chess, perhaps. Think of it, my love. All the fun to be had. Oh, I'll tell you what. I could invite the March Hare over. And we could all sit down for a real tea party. I'll sit here. He'll sit beside me, and you will be right here in Alice's special chair. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? You'll have to stay completely still, of course. It would be terribly rude for you to make a scene in front of company. You'll have to pretend I'm not fiddling with the controls from across the table. The way you're blushing and shaking your hand. You don't want them to see what a good girl you are, Alice. Moaning and trying not to make a mess in the nice clothes I gave you. Yes, perhaps it would be better to keep you all to myself. A private tea party Never heard anyone did it. After all, you're mine. Mine, mine, mine. But I have so many more lovely dresses for you, Alice. I can dress you up as much as you like. And you love it. You love to be dressed up like a pretty little doll. My pretty doll. So, so obedient. Oh, but you'll never be so much sweeter than a doll. You'll be just like I remember you. Sweet, elegant, so, so obedient, under my control. And you want nothing more, do you, my love, to be hypnotized by your hand? It feels so good, doesn't it? So why would you ever want to leave? Why would you ever want to leave me? You're close. I can feel it. I can see it. So close to coming for me. Do you want to come, Alice? Well, I won't let you. No. Don't you pout at me, Alice. You have to do something for me first. After running away so long, you've hurt my feelings, girl. I want to hear you say it first. I love you, Atta. Alice. Be reasonable. Is that so? Well, I am not going to let you come until you say the words. Say the words, Alice. Say the words, Alice. Please, 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 please. I love you, Ada. Say it. Are you going to be the good little Wonderland girl? I know you can be. Say it. Say it, little one.
Oh, you did it. You did it. You did it. She did it. She did it. She did. She did. Fraptious day.
Fraptious day, Kalukalay. What a good, good girl. Yes. Yes. Yes, Alice. Feel that orgasm building. Let it build. After you come, you'll be floating along blissfully, mindlessly. But for now, here it comes. Let it tip you over the edge. Over the edge you go. Over the edge, over the edge. Over the edge you go, Alice! Come for me, Alice. Come for your hand. Oh, that's it. Yes. Naughty, naughty. Yes.
I can tell by that blissful smile on your face. You had a very good time, didn't you, Alice?
Now, I do hate to see you leave, but a promise is a promise. Is it not a promise? However, there's just one more thing I want you to do for me, my dear. When you get home tonight, I want you to break up with your boyfriend. The argument he had with you today is the final straw. He doesn't get you. He doesn't get you. He doesn't understand you. Not like I do. Tell him you hate him. You never want to see him again. You don't need him anymore, Alice. You have your Hatter now. Now, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And as I count, you will slowly rise from this trance. Back up through the rabbit hole. Back to up there. Back to being a real girl again. When I reach 10, you will awaken as if from a pleasant sleep. You will remember the fun we've had and the suggestion I've given you, but not how it got there. Now, 1. Still drifting. 2. Slowly coming back. 3. Remember your name. 4. Remember your life. 5. Remember your troubles. 6. You can move your body again. 7. More and more awake. 8. Nearly there. 9. Take a deep breath in. Enjoy the blissful feeling of Wonderland a moment longer. Then, welcome back. Welcome back to the real world. How are you feeling? Oh, good. Good, good. I'm here to help after all. Now, dear. No need to fuss. No need to blush. You're not angry, are you? No, I didn't think you were. I think you knew where this was going to go the moment I gave you the dress, didn't you?
Oh, I knew it.
I knew it, I knew it, I knew it.
You have the most beautiful smile, love.
Here, let me unstrap you. There we go. All right, up you go.
Oh, do be careful. Your legs are a little trembly. They tend to do that when you've taken the fall into Wonderland. Oh, my dear. I'm so happy you decided to let me help you. I am so, so happy. Your old clothes are in the bathroom where you left them. You can change out of your nice blue dress in there. Now don't be a stranger, all right, dearest? Should you ever need anything at all, you call on me, yes. Your hatter will swoop in and help you out in an instant. I'll see you soon, Alice.